Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q3 FY 2022 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Aasim Bharde of DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Bharde.
Thanks, Peter. Good evening, everyone, and on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, I extend a warm welcome to all of you here for Supreme Industries Q3 results call. I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host them today. From the company side, we have Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rajendra Saboo, VP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Taparia for his opening remarks, and post that we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Taparia.
Thank you very much, dear friend. Thank you. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, and Sri R.J. Saboo, Vice President and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and nine-month ended 31st December 2021. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on the company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 91,364 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,895 crore during the third quarter of the current year against sale of 111,584 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,766 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting in volume degrowth of around 18% and product value growth of around 7%. The company sold 265,301 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 5,106 crore during nine months of the current year against sale of 297,871 tons and net product turnover of rupees 4,128 crore in the corresponding nine months of previous year, resulting in volume degrowth of about 11% and product value growth of about 24%. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,948 crore and rupees 369 crore as compared to rupees 1,848 crore and rupees 454 crore of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting in consolidated income increase of around 5% and operating profit decrease of around 19%. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the nine months of the current year amounted to rupees 5,227 crore and rupees 985 crore as compared to rupees 4,281 crore and rupees 850 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 22% and 16% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 314 crore and rupees 246 crore as compared to rupees 401 crore and rupees 312 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting in decrease of 22% and 21% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the 9 months of the current year amounted to rupees 823 crore and rupees 645 crore as compared to rupees 684 crore and rupees 528 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 20% and 22% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the third quarter of the current year ended December 31st, 2021 as compared to corresponding quarter in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business degrew by 25% in volume and grew by 1% in value term. Packaging product segment business degrew by 1% in volume and grew by 16% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 6% in volume and 26% in value term. Consumer product segment business degrew by 18% in volume and grew by 9% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product decreased to rupees 665 crore during the current third quarter as compared to rupees 758 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, resulting in degrowth of around 12%. The company has cash surplus fund of rupees 148 crore as on 31st December 2021 as against cash surplus fund of rupees 331 crore as on 30th September 2021. Business outlook. The polymer prices were extremely volatile in the quarter. Starting November, PVC prices have dropped by rupees 25, that is 15% per kilo. The prices of other polymer also swung wildly during the quarter. Such a swing in the prices affected overall demand for the product. The product where demand was driven strongly by distributors have seen large-scale destocking in the quarter. Due to extended rainfall period in the quarter, the demand for agriculture infrastructure was also deferred. Due to supply chain disruption, the company had suffered degrowth in CPC pipe system business. There was a steep fall in the sale of plastic piping system, furniture and packaging products. Overall, the company's volume sale has gone down by around 18%. As the prices stabilized and on recovery path, the distributor channel has started functioning normally. The company expects good volume growth in the fourth quarter in most of its businesses. The company's progress in putting a plant at Guwahati, Cuttack and Erode are now moving. All these plants will be operational between April to August this year. The start will be delayed due to supply chain disruption due to COVID-19 pandemic. The same is now ebbing down. Material handling division has shown 17% volume growth. Company continues to add new product range and deepen the market reach in this division. Furniture division has shown 18% volume degrowth during the quarter as the demand was quite weak. The composite cylinder has received encouraging response from Indian consumers with expected surge in demand from domestic sources and also from international market. The company is keeping itself ready to double its capacity from existing 5 lakh cylinder per annum to 10 lakh cylinder per annum at an existing plant site in Gujarat in a span of 8 to 9 months. The demand for performance packaging film has shown 50% growth in volume, mostly from export market. Due to chip shortage, industry component business has degrown in the quarter by 3.5% in volume. The company's raw material cost has gone quite high in cross-laminate film division. The revised increase in prices of company's product have gone into effect with a time lag only by January 2022. This has affected the margin of this product segment steeply in the quarter. There was demand destruction in this segment due to look-alike competitor products with quite inferior properties. Companies confident that demand will revive for its product because the consumer will know the real value of look-alike products. Protective packaging business has shown a degrowth of 10% in volume. The company's envisaged CAPEX plan of ₹521 crore for the current year, including carried forward commitment of previous year, is going smoothly. Company's initiative of launching of several new products and systems in its various segments have been received positively. With the COVID-19 pandemic now moving toward endemic, the company is quite optimistic of good business growth in the fourth quarter and the coming year. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and 9 months of the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleagues Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. In the interest of time and fairness to all participants, please restrict questions to two per participant. If you still have more questions, please join the queue afresh. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sujit Jain with ASK Investment Managers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, just wanted to check whether we've lost the market share, and your commentary on CPVC that in terms of supplies there were supply chain disruptions. Would the other players also have faced the same thing? Thank you.
No, we don't think that we have suffered any erosion of our market share. The market shrunk in the country itself. And supply chain disruption was relevant to our import of CPVC. The CPVC in India is very small quantity produced. The market in India is 15,000 tons per month. The local production is less than 1,000 tons per month. So most of the quantities are imported from Japan or USA. And there was too much unexpected delay in vessels in the ship to arrive to the port, which has affected the supply position with our company, and we believe the same thing must have happened with other companies also.
Sure, thank you. But you're saying that, you know, the plastics industry, plastic pipes, would have degrown by the extent of 24-25%, and therefore you've not lost market share. Just to confirm.
No, I told that we have got degrowth in this quarter, but this is only by dealers have reduced their stocks. Now they have started now replenishing their stock. So I will recover whatever quantity I lost, I'll recover in this quarter.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal with InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Yeah, two questions. One was, is there any inventory loss this quarter?
Sorry?
Was there any inventory loss booked in the quarter?
In the quarter, there has to be some inventory loss, but correct inventory loss we will calculate and give you in April only.
Acha, any approximate idea, sir?
Not much idea, because in November, December, when the demand of PVC pipe and fitting have eroded so much, our sale has gone down, so it could not have affected too much. The loss, whatever it was there, could not have come in our books of account. And now the PVC price has started going up.
Got it, sir.
Currently, we can state to you in the month of April, when we close the final account, that for the whole year, what was the inventory gain or inventory loss? Last year, as you are aware, we gained 200 crore inventory. This year, yes, the correct number will be known only in the month of April.
Got it, sir. Sir, second question was on the volume decline. So you were explaining that since you have degrown about 25% in the quarter, right, on plastic pipes. So your understanding is the industry would have also degrown with the same number?
I can't say about the industry, but overall company was struggling to sell the goods. So company gave the scheme of 5 rupees in the month of December and 4 rupees in the month of January. So they want to liquidate their stock. Imports are coming down. So definitely the demand has gone down with everybody. We will be getting the working of the other three public limited companies very shortly. You will know what is their position. We are one of the, we and Finolex are the largest player in PVC piping system in the country.
Got it, sir. So as of now, in fourth quarter, you think the entire loss of third quarter will normalize, or all these volumes are actually lost?
We will be able to capture the lost quantity.
Okay. And any specific reason for consumer products to decline by 20%? Like the demand was weak, you mentioned, but could you give some more color, please?
Very poor demand in tier 2 and tier 3 towns. Maybe due to the buying power. And also the marriage season was also quite slow. There were no large marriages taking place. No big hotels were functioning. Our furniture are sold in restaurants, hotels, and decorator segment, and all were going through a very tough time.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Vitesh Shah with Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, two questions. One is on the volume decline, specifically for the piping division. You indicated around 25-26% volume degrowth. Sir, would it be possible for you to give a monthly color on how the decline was? Because what we understood, November was bad because of rain. So if one had to understand, say, for October, November and December, just to understand how the demand has projected, how it has moved from November to December, that's one. And secondly, sir, you indicated that the channel inventory is very low. Sir, if you can help understand these two variables together to better understand the 26% volume degrowth, that would be great, sir. That's the first question.
We lost the volume only in the month of November and December. October, the prices went up. So October, there was only small growth only. November, our business of PVC pipe has gone down by 70% in 1 month alone. Simultaneously, along with that, the fitting sale also has gone down. We sell pipe system. So in these 2 months, and due to extended rainfall, the demand by the infrastructure companies who were to lay the polythene pipe has been completely stalled. So we had a loss in polythene pipe business, in PVC pipe system business, and in CP system also we had a degrowth of 3%. Though the ship didn't arrive, so we could not supply the market the product what is required. So combined of all these PVC pipe and fitting, CP system and polythene pipe system, we had a degrowth of around 19,500 ton in the quarter.
Sir, you indicated 70% volume degrowth for November. Sir, December was also a degrowth?
No, only PVC pipe. Only PVC pipe in 1 month.
Okay. And sir, December was also declined?
December decline, but small decline. Overall decline was 19,500 ton in the 3 months.
Correct. Perfect. Sir, my second question is, how should one understand the realization per kg and EBITDA per kg for plastic piping? It has improved beautifully on a sequential basis from 27 rupees to 33 rupees. And the realization has also increased on a sequential basis. Now, if one looks at the resin prices, is it a function that there was more element of sale in the first month of the quarter and then basically declined very, very sharply?
There were less sale of PVC pipe.
Okay.
There were less sale of PVC pipe. PVC pipe is a low valued item.
Correct.
So when the PVC pipe sale was volumized was lower, then overall valuation become better.
Okay. So basically fittings proportion was higher, that's what you are indicating, because CPVC was also
degrowth. I say PVC prices demand was very low. The loss was 17,000 ton was only in PVC pipe.
Okay. Okay. Oh, fine, sir. Sir, I'll join back the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhargav Buddhadeva with Kotak Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team. Sir, my first question is that your value-added business share has declined to about 34% versus 39% in the second quarter. So what has led to this decline in the share of value-added products?
Cross-laminated film business. Water business we have done in third quarter have been removed. It was
so
in the last year, third quarter. In this year, third quarter, the margins were lower than 17%.
Is it possible to highlight, sir, how much was the decline in the cross-laminated film business?
It was around 150 crore rupee business. We did a business 150 crore rupees, but the margins were lower than 17%.
So is it that?
It doesn't qualify to be a value-added item.
Okay. So we haven't been able to pass on the RM inflation in this business.
I indicated that we increased the price, whatever happened in the raw material price, but the increase took effect only from January this year.
So from January, can we expect double-digit margins in the packaging business?
No, double-digit is there even earlier, but now it will definitely go back to value-added item. This is what we expect.
Okay.
In the current quarter, it will go back to value-added business.
Okay. And sir, you also mentioned that there was some competitor who came with a similar product but inferior in quality. So how should we look into that?
No, they are coming up, but their price are 20-25% lower. That is only a polythene film and moved through a roller to give a corrugation, just like our film. But the properties are nowhere there compared to our property. So can you maybe realize that they are maybe getting it 25% cheaper, but it doesn't last.
Okay.
After all, they were there before we came also. They were there 30 years before. That time they were not having corrugation. Now they are giving corrugation. They will be discovered. Consumer spends money from their hard-earned income.
Okay. And sir, just one clarification. You mentioned that PVC prices are on an up move, but as of now, the PVC prices in January have declined by about 9 rupees per kg, right?
This month, they have dropped by net 8 rupees kilo. So in first 2 months, they dropped by 25 rupees kilo. This month up to 17, net after factoring all the schemes went down by 8 rupees. And now after 17, the price has upward march.
Acha, from now on you think prices will go up?
Already started.
Acha, already started. Okay.
The PVC is structurally short worldwide. The
price
went very high, so they have to come to a proper level. In the drop only there is silver lining. With the lower prices, the demand will burden up now. Price dropping 33 rupees a kilo will give a great relief to all the customers of my product.
Right. And this reduced channel inventory in December, you think that was the channel had one of the lowest inventory for a long time in history? Is that fair to say?
We believe that.
Okay, great. And I'll come back in the future. All the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar with Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the current demand scenario. You mentioned that you expect good volumes across segments in Q4. So what are the key drivers that you are looking out for? And any update on the channel inventory that you can see? Have they started replenishing it back to, say, the Q2 levels?
All the demand factors, that is housing, agriculture, infrastructure, are in excellent shape. Now the price is coming down, when the farmers are able to afford, the crops are very good, the rains have subsided, we anticipate good demand now coming from farmers. Infrastructure, the orders were there in the hands of contractors, they are all waiting for the prices to come down so that they can start placing order. We started issuing orders already from the contractors. Housing and anyone is running quite well. You all are aware that housing is going through a good growth path. But because there was inventory in the pipeline, the inventory exhausted, so now the people are very desperate to get the product. And so, as the time passes, we anticipate good demand growth month after month.
Right. So the inventory levels are back to Q2 levels?
No, I can say that definitely inventory or not, whatever business we lost, we'll recover in this quarter.
Understand. Sir, and on the rural versus urban, how is the rural doing?
Rural for PVC pipe, there is no issue. That's the only issue I told about the furniture.
Got it. So my second question is, any guidance you would like to give in terms of volumes or margins, or probably a sustainable level of revenue growth and margins that you see in the coming years?
We can talk. We have already told on the TV also that this year we anticipate our turnover to be in excess of 7,500 crore and our operating margin should be around 16%.
Understand. So anything on volume growth?
Volume growth as on today, we'll be happy if you can reach the last year numbers.
Got it, sir. So
we had a big decline in the volume. Already 32,000 ton is lesser in plastic goods compared to last year, 9 months. It's very difficult to recover the 32,000 ton in these 3 months.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja with Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. My question was related to, again, the volume growth part. You also said there was a drop in agri demand. Could you quantify in generally in Q3, what is the percentage of sales coming in from agri?
I don't follow it because we are no possible to quantify what is the percent of agriculture. No way. As my all investors are aware, our pipe we are sold agriculture pipe, they are being used in the housing. So we have no way to quantify the percentage of agri system, but we are a small player in agri compared to housing. Our main business is housing and piping.
So we can largely believe that the drop in Q3 was majority because of the housing and infra-led decline, not much from the agri point of view.
We told the decline was in piping system for 3 reasons. One was destocking. Secondly, extended period of rainfall where the farmers and infrastructure people have deferred their demand. And thirdly, due to supply chain disruption, our CPC business has shown its degrowth. There are 3 reasons led the volume degrowth.
Right. And sir, you also mentioned that you've already started seeing increase in prices. So have that increase already been translated even by the domestic producers in the market? For example, Reliance and all have already started taking increase, or you expect that in the coming,
Until now, but we know the market trend. We believe that from 1st February, the price will go up.
So, got that. Open market
indication, open market, the goods which are selling at a discount is now selling at a premium.
Oh, that's helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Chaudhary with Spark Capital Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a question on your EBITDA margins again. So on a per kg basis, we have seen a sequential improvement at the company level from 30 rupees to around 34, 35 rupees.
Sir, your voice is garbled. The line is not clear, please.
One second, sir.
Ashim, just be clear, because there is some garbling is happening.
Is this better?
No, not better. Yes, please.
Yeah.
So, Samarji, can
you hear? Samarji?
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I can hear.
We can hear very well.
You can hear, preach.
Very well.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, I had a question on your EBITDA margin. So we have seen a sequential improvement at a company level from 30 to 34, 35 rupees per kg. And this despite value-added products going down sequentially, and also you indicated there was an inventory loss. And then overall, we have seen a lower volume sequentially. So I think what drove this margin performance, and then also what would be a sustainable margin to look forward to in the coming quarters?
We told for the current year, we are expecting 16% margin. The per kilo basis for a particular segment of the business of the company, and plastic pipe, as I told, the business was lower of PVC pipe and fitting, and where PVC pipe principally, and polyethylene pipe, where the per kilo margins are always lower, and those business have mostly shrunk. So for the remaining business, the margin definitely will go up. So I think this part I replied already very clearly. But more clarification I require. So Manish, can you understand what is more clarification required?
No. This is the right answer because of the product mix. Since the PVC pipes have been sold very less and there's a volume degrowth, so other product of the piping division or the product division, which are bringing better value addition, has shown that the per kg improved EBITDA.
Okay, got it. So secondly, on your working capital, and so again, we are seeing cash balance going down to around 150 crores from 300 crores. So just wanted to understand the reason for this, despite a 300 crore EBITDA generation this quarter.
Working capital went up so high because the business what we lost, we have prepared the product in our plants and from the market. So we had a loss in business of around 350 crore rupees. When the 20,000 ton quantum we sold less, it resulted into a loss in turnover of 350 crore rupees. And the 350 crore rupees were added as a finished goods in our godown. So that's why our working capital requirement has gone up. Because we have to store the goods. There was no demand at the month of November, December.
Noted. So lastly, if you can just highlight the capex this quarter.
Sorry?
The money spent for your capacity expansion this quarter.
Up till now, we have invested 344 crore rupees. We have paid for.
Okay.
In 9 months, we paid 344 crore rupees.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sailesh with B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My questions are pertaining to Supreme Petro. Sir, as per market data, we have seen significant expansion in PS and SM spread in 3Q, but we are yet to fully witness the spread improvement. What are the reasons, sir? And also, could you please share the business?
Can you please repeat your question because your voice was not clear?
Yeah, so as per the market data, we have seen significant expansion in polystyrene and styrene monomer spread in 3Q last quarter. But we are yet to fully witness the spread improvement. So what are the reasons, sir? And also, if you could please share the business mix between spot and the contract. What is the average contract period with the customers?
I don't know. For the original equipment producer, we have got annual contract for supplying a polystyrene to them. And for trade market, they buy daily basis as per the requirement. And BJC around 45% with the original equipment producer, 55% with the trade market also and export.
Okay.
And how the demand is there with the original equipment producer for consumer appliances.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are not before me, but we are getting requirement of all original equipment producer. All the non-brands, we have got annual contract with them.
Okay. So how is the volume and pricing trend, sir, now in fourth quarter?
On polystyrene?
Yeah, polystyrene, EPS.
Both are fully sold out.
Okay.
We are running plant fully and fully sold out also.
Okay, okay. My second question, in Mark ABS, we are going for two phase of expansion. So what is the total capital you are going to deploy, sir? And also in this new...
What total?
Total capital we are going to deploy in Mark ABS.
Including working capital, we will be investing 850 crore rupees.
Both the phases put together, sir?
Both the line together with the working capital and infrastructure.
Okay.
We will be investing 850 crore rupees up to March 2025. From now. Okay. We started investing money now.
Okay, okay. So what is the capacity utilization in 3Q, sir? And also, if you could share the volume data for each of the product verticals in 3Q or 9 months, would be very helpful.
Polystyrene?
Yeah, all the product verticals, EPS, PS.
No, yes, I don't have data with me of the each of the product with me. I don't have data of supplying contract.
What capacity utilization number, sir?
As I said, the plant is running fully and we are fully sold out.
Okay, okay.
What your plant can produce, we are producing.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I have a few questions. First on the channel inventory impact, which is there in Q3. So what could be, you know, the impact, if you could quantify in terms of volumes?
For channel demand degrowth? No, in our plastic piping system, we've got 1,247 distributors throughout the country.
Okay.
Distributors also got many big semi-wholesalers and retailers. And the destocking took place throughout the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Such a big drop in prices in such a short period. People were scared and people were expecting that heaven is going to fall. PVC is going to crash further and further. And which happened also that after drop of November, December, 25 rupees kilo, the prices went on dropping. Up to 17 January, they dropped further by 8 rupees kilo.
Okay.
But now the drop is stalled. There's no product will be available. The price in the open market started going up. And we are getting full order now from my customers.
Mm-hmm.
No issue.
Okay. Okay. So in January, are you seeing that demand numbers picking up? How has been the commentary for you in January?
First half, I said, you have to get a sad story. Up to 17 January.
Okay, so after 17 January, situation has been...
I'm talking for the quarter.
No, no, understood. You're saying ki because prices have just now stabilized, you expect the things to recover and the lost channel inventory numbers should get back into the system.
Yeah, I believe.
Okay. And... also, could you quantify how much was the PVC price hike taken during the quarter? What was the price passed into the system?
PVC prices started rising from the month of June 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It went up over a period by up to end October by 44 rupees a kilo.
Mm.
And the 44 rupees kilo now went down by 33 rupees a kilo.
Okay.
So now, as on 18 January, they are still higher by 11 rupees a kilo than the prices what they were there in the month of June 2021.
Okay. No, no, I was asking more from the third quarter perspective because your realization is impacted because of the product mix change quarter on quarter. So just wanted to understand like to like how much price change was there for the, you know, on a quarter on quarter basis in the PVC segment for you, your realization.
We have taken it to the whole path of the PVC price change. Starts from July, the price went on increasing monthly two times, three times, went up to 44 rupees a kilo by end of October. And come 1st November, they started dropping. 1st mm-hmm. November to 17th January, they dropped by 33 rupees a kilo.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they remained 11 rupees higher than what it was in the month of June 2021.
Okay. Okay.
And there is no possibility of prices going down for time being unless the freight rates of goods arriving from Asia to India go down.
Mm-hmm.
They are very, very high.
Okay. And one last question.
Shipping freight rate.
Okay. And sir, one last question on the... Hello?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, one last question on the annual guidance which you said that, you know, north of 1200 crore EBITDA for the full year. That would imply that is in fourth quarter number could be weak year on year versus because last year you have already achieved 510 crores of EBITDA.
We said we have done 5,100 crores now in the 9 months. 9 months we did 5,275.
No, EBITDA, console EBITDA, you have done 510 crores for the last, in the March quarter last year, you have done 510 crores EBITDA.
That I remind dear friend that that was an inventory gain of 180 crore rupees.
Okay.
In the last year, fourth quarter, there was inventory gain of 180 crore rupees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I give you the number for the full year with the operating margin, you can calculate mm-hmm. now when I say the profit can be around 1,200 crore, the for the fourth quarter, it cannot remain 500 crore.
Correct. It has to be lower than that.
It has to be now. Already EBITDA has become 850.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that it may be 350 crore rupees.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. Great, sir. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Achal Lohade with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was, if we understand it correctly, till October, the demand was pretty good. November, December, there was a significant deceleration. This is about plastic pipe segment, sir. So, is it that the demand...
I correct you, there was no demand, was not quite good. I said the prices went up in October by 20 rupees kilo. So that's why October working, there was no loss.
Right.
October the demand was maintained. Because at such a high price, the demand started sinking. So there was no growth in October, but no degrowth also. November, December was disaster.
Right. So is it fair to say that the entire, the pressure on volume for us is more... or is entirely because of the volatile PVC prices, or do you think there was a deceleration in the end demand as well, ex of agri, sir?
No, demand with my stockist was there, they could empty down the godown. My stockist liquidated their stocks.
Okay.
They could empty their godown in the 2 months.
Right. Okay. Understood. And secondly, any... guidance for FY23, sir, you talked about FY22. Any color in terms of volume growth margins you would look at on a normalized basis, assuming no further lockdowns or stable PVC prices?
In the month of April, not today.
Understood. Thanks so much, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh with DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, last time when the PVC prices were quite high, you had mentioned that, you know, the agri demand could get impacted because of people opting for lower tonnage, lower dia pipes. Now with PVC prices having corrected off, do you think that risk is gone out of the system? Any thoughts?
We are optimistic. I told you we are optimistic. We said whatever demand we have lost, we will recover.
Okay. And sir, the other thing is, in terms of, if you can broadly talk about your capacities in terms of individual segment, if you all can give that.
Sorry, can you help me?
Yeah. The capacity, Vishesh, in the last, our opening capacity, which was there 697,000 metric ton. Now, unfortunately, our all the new plants, the Assam, Odisha, and Erode, all three have delayed from the point of view, and they will come into production, say, somewhere from March to August or April to August. So the new capacity, what we were contemplating by end of this year, will get deferred to the June, July, August period. And the brownfield expansion, whatever we have made, it would result in hardly 8 to 10,000 ton capacity additionally during the current year. So the our opening capacity, which was there 697,000 ton, will not go beyond 710,000 effective production capacity if you look at current year. With all these three new capacities, large capacities are coming up, consisting of 1 lakh ton per annum, will be in place only from August 22 onwards.
Okay. So first half of FY23, you should be at least moving to something like 8 lakh ton kind of product.
Yeah, once all these three are there, then yes.
Okay. And we don't envisage further delay in the capacities coming on stream.
No, now everything is in the line. Things are working well. Construction are in the full swing.
We believe the COVID pandemic may become endemic if that part we go wrong. And if suppose COVID fourth wave, fifth wave come more severe than COVID level 2, then we may go wrong again.
Okay. Fair. And sir, if you can just talk about your whole, you know, because you are broadly, if you just see the current run rate, you are operating at, you know, broadly 50% utilization, and next year another 1 lakh tons of incremental capacity will come through. So how do you look at the utilization from a more 2 to 3 year perspective? What is a achievable number given the overall, and I'm not talking about quarters but more from a 2 to 3 year perspective. Any thoughts?
For the annual part, we can talk in the month of April next year, this year.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. And sir, the other thing is, in terms of, you know, we are hearing a lot of things around the whole BIS norm implementation, which was to get implemented sometime back, but again got pushed back. Sir, any thoughts on that from
That was not applicable to our company. We make BIS product.
No, I was more coming from the, sir, the competitive part, because the competition, the unorganized, would have got weaker. Any thoughts from that perspective in terms
that
of...
That market also, there is a market, they will live, non-BIS and BIS, both will live together.
Okay.
There are cheaper product and there are people for requiring low application, then people will go for cheap product, where they sell on kilo basis, 80 rupees, 70 rupees kilo basis. That market will also continue to operate. India is a vast country, and all type of buying powers are there. We believe they will also run, we will also run.
And sir, just one last question. Again, when the PVC prices were elevated, there was lot of shortage of PVC material, and that is why some of the you know, smaller scale players were not able to procure that. You think that with the PVC price correction now and things are availability improved, those players are again coming back into the system? Are you seeing that at the marketplace?
We are not aware that they were not able to get the material. We are not aware. That was only a news item. We were not aware.
Okay.
The players were playing, they are in the business.
Sure. Okay, sir. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vitesh Shah with Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you indicated 850 crores of capex till March 25. Sir, can you please indicate how much of this capex is already done? How much of it basically will be for next year and year after? And corresponding to that, how actually the capacity will actually move on a year-end basis? So I think you indicated around 8 lakh tons of capacity on March 23 basis. If you can give equivalent numbers for March 24 and 25, it will be great.
No, there are two investments. We were already in midst of 260 crore rupee investment in expanding capacity of polystyrene and expanded polystyrene.
No, yes, Mr. Supreme.
Both will be operational by... You are talking of Supreme Petrochem, na?
No, Supreme Industry.
Supreme Industry, sir.
Industry, okay. Sorry, sir. Sorry, please.
So,
my apology, please.
No problem, sir.
Please ask me, what is the point we are asking in Supreme Industries?
Sir, my question was, you indicated around a capex of 850 crores till March 25, so I wanted to understand.
Was Supreme Petrochem. When you give number of 850, then only I start talking Supreme Petro. And now you say it is Supreme Industries.
So, sir, for Supreme Industry, I think the number was 750 crores, if I remember it right. Is that number right?
No, Supreme Industries.
Supreme Industries.
No, Supreme Industries, this year we are making commitment about 520 crore rupees capex.
We made investment commitment, but we have invested up till now 344 crore rupees. That's what I told. And I'll repeat same thing.
Correct.
So, every year to continue the momentum of growth, every year we'll be required to spend about 300-350 crore further.
Maybe even 400 crore rupees. We can afford to invest now.
Correct. So, sir, just to get it right, FY22, 520 crores, of which we have done 344 crores. Next year, the number that we are looking at is 300 to 350 crores. Is that correct?
No, as I told, 344 crores we have already paid for.
Correct.
December 21.
Correct.
And some more money will be invested in the January March quarter also. To build new plants at so many locations. And the plants, as my colleague has told you earlier, the plants will be operational by August 2022.
Correct. So, sir, how much will be the capacity on March 24 basis and on March 23 basis?
March 23 basis only you can talk now. March 24 basis, so we don't, we have not, nothing, no plan today. March, we can talk March 23 basis. So, Manish, can you tell March 23 basis?
Yeah, this is what I mentioned in my earlier answer. Our capacity of about 1 lakh metric ton for these three plants which are already under construction will come by August 22. Correct. Our capacity by end of March 23 should be in excess of 8 lakh metric ton per annum.
Sure, sir. That's useful, sir. Great, sir. Thank you so much for the answers. Thank you. This helps.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda with FIL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good evening. Thank you so much for your time. I actually did not want a specific number for volume growth in the future, but just any comments on, like, if you look at a two-year view for demand across our various end markets, like housing, agri, and the government projects around Jal Jeevan Mission, etc. If you were to what's your sense in terms of demand sentiment if you take a 2-3 year view for the country, for the plastic pipe industry? Thank you.
We believe the economy should grow by 10% minimum by volume next year. It's too early to talk next year now. Because the pandemic situation is not very clear, better we talk in the month of April.
Okay, got it. All right, sir. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohammed Mudassar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. Sir, regarding Supreme Petro, sir, this new capacity of PS and EPS which is going to come up in the next quarter or in Q1, so as you said that the PS and EPS are currently running at full capacity, so can you just give us a view that, so how many years can it take for this new capacity to fill up? What will be the demand drivers and which industries are you seeing strong demand in?
No, EPS position our new capacity 90,000 ton.
Yes, 90.
Our operation by June, July this year, and EPS also by that time. And EPS we are going to add 30,000 ton new capacity.
So, sir, when will it? How much time do you think it will take to come to full utilization? Like in terms of like this current capacity is at operating full capacity.
Once you start the plant, you can run the plant fully depending on how the market develops. So we will be now moving more to export market, which we are now exporting lesser quantity. We will move more to export the product.
Okay.
Then we'll see the situation, how the economy grows in our country in the year 22-23. The forecast is good. The economy may work better in the 22-23 compared to the current year.
And so what would be the current ABS trading volumes, if it is possible? And so what is the arrangement between Supreme Petro and Versalis for this mass ABS technology, if that is possible to share?
Versalis is our company. We are the licensor. We are the licensee.
So, sir, any royalty to be paid or what will be the arrangement? Any royalty to be paid?
No. We have paid the license fee to them.
Okay. So what would that be if?
Very classified information.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, Rich.
Could you please enumerate segment-wise what will be the plastic pipe capacity by March 23 basis these expansions, and similarly industrial packing and consumers?
Sorry.
Yeah. Plastic piping division. You see, with this capacity of this three plant coming into place, the plastic piping would be around 575,000.
Okay.
Industrial product close to 85,000 metric ton,
which is 71 currently.
Yeah, and packaging products will be close to 90,000.
Okay.
Consumer products close to 35,000.
35,000, okay. And sir, is it possible, like, what is the capex intensity for all these four segments, like, for every 1 lakh ton capacity in the plastic pipe, what sort of capex is required? Broad numbers, and similarly for other three segments.
Capex depends on what product we are going to make. So, there's nothing like on tonnage basis. Depend on product to product. Some product may require less capital, some product may require more capital.
Okay.
So we cannot quantify. Per ton, how much capex required is not possible to say.
Depending on what we finally decide to put forward. Okay. Okay. And sir, again on the same capex front, like for 300 to 400 capex, which you expect to spend annually, you know, that would potentially add what sort of capacity to your company every year?
So capacity depends upon the brownfield or greenfield project. Greenfield, you don't get the capacity, but then you have to spend more. But what we generally says, our capex, new capex should give, once it is fully operational or come into operation, about 1 rupee to 1.5 to 2 rupees turnover. I guess 1 rupee invested,
right?
So 1.5 to 2 rupees turnover one should get.
Okay, this is on fixed capital investment, you're saying, 1.5 to 2x term.
Correct.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. My question is already answered.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We thank you very much for very analytical question. We thank you for your patience.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.